we have put a robust strategy. And of course, our aim for this 5-year strategy, which we have just developed last year, it's to reduce new HIV infection by 50% by 2017 and to reduce the mortality among men, women and children living with HIV by 50%. As of now, there is some areas where we are lagging behind, for example, like treatment, whereby as of now we are at 10%. But for us to reach to that reduction in mortality, it means we have to put quite a number of our people on treatment. So at least by 80% of those who are HIV positive should access the treatment by the end of the day.
Talking about the reduction of people getting the virus, which partners are you going to be working with to make sure that all this succeed?
Actually, we have quite a number of partners. Of course, we have the international partners and also the indigenous organizations who are working on HIV. And of course, we have also line ministries, and the key line ministries who is really important in terms of the treatment is the Minister of Health. And of course, we have also people living with HIV. They are very important and influential in terms of prevention aspect, reaching the people with message of prevention. And then also, they are very important on care and impact mitigation, because we have some programs with the people living with HIV. And especially the group of women, because we looked at it by giving example, it makes life easier for people to understand. And also they have the language of passing the information accurately is from somebody who's experiencing the same problem. And not only that, we have also some other groups. We have a youth group created in some states. Of course, I wouldn't like to say the whole 10 states because of the issues of also financial constraint. But we have this what we call youth-friendly clubs, whereby we bring some youth so that they can talk to their peer youth. And they will understand each other very well.
Okay.
And by creating those youth-friendly clubs, they come together. We have some counselors who would counsel the youth. And those who opted for testing, they come forward, they test. And those who are found positive, and then we lead them for treatment and care aspect of HIV. And it's really helping in quite a number of areas.
Okay. Now, the prevalence rate in South Sudan stands at an estimated 2.7 of the population. Could you tell us who is most vulnerable in this country?
Yes, it is 2.6%. But of course, the most vulnerable are the youth. And between pre-adult age of 15 years, because already they are sexually active, 15 years to 24, this is the category of mostly active. But in general, when you look at the youth or the productive active person, it goes from 18 to 49.
And do the population have access to medicine, and where can one get this treatment?
Yes, actually, in regards to the treatment, we don't have any problem. We have the treatment available in our centers. We have HIV treatment centers. We have 24 centers across South Sudan, and those are helped by the Global Fund. Mm-hmm. But also we have other drop centers whereby in remote areas where there is no big hospitals and we have small health centers, we have also some people there to take care of the people living with HIV. But should there be any complications or they need further management, they refer to the bigger centers. So the treatment is available, and we are still using the first-line medication, although we do have also part from a bit for second-line medication, because we do have also we experience is some of the clients who are resistant to the first-line medication.
Okay.
But that one is available in all centers, and the treatment is free of charge. We don't ask for money.
Yes, maybe a very important question. The conflict has caused a lot of displacement, making people more vulnerable to infection. What is the commission doing to respond to and reach these displaced communities?
Yeah, actually, in regards to people of humanitarian concern, initially, there was no much done. But now with the current situation where we are facing displacement all over the country, and also we have refugees coming from the neighboring countries, especially from Sudan. We did some statistics studies on this population, although just few centers, and it shows also the prevalence of HIV, it's there, 4.4. Now what we did with the Commission for Refugee, we have developed a strategy whereby HIV should be included in the humanitarian needs, because initially it's not part of it. And now also with the UNHCR, we have activities on HIV prevention and as well as also on treatment. So we work very closely together. But the only thing now, we realize that because the HIV also, it's there existing,
okay,
and we need really to address. So the commission will work very closely with these people in terms of service delivery to make sure that those need of treatment should get the treatment readily, and those need other aspects of care should also get.